thanks for joining me again on the Life from Strengths podcast. It's the relaunch, only 19 months later, after the first one that we launched in July of 2021. It's now St. Patrick's Day, and I decided to come back and do this again. And one of the reasons I am relaunching is because my word for 2023 is called reclaim. And so I made a list of things that I wanted to reclaim in my life in 2023, and the podcast was one of them. And so today is all about what I learned, and we are going to unpack why it took me so long to do the second episode. And let's pray that it doesn't take me this long to do the third one. In fact, the third one is already recorded for next Tuesday. So we are good to go on that. But a lot has changed in the last 19 months. I have a new job. We are officially empty nesters in our house. So both of our children are out of the house at university, living their best lives. I've acquired a couple more certifications. I have different dreams. I have new vision, new goals. But a lot has changed in 19 months, and it's pretty spectacular when you start thinking back. So I had to ask myself why I avoided this for so long. I got asked a lot, when are you going to do your next show? Who's going to be on your next show? Oh my goodness, I can't wait for your next show. When's the next podcast? Why aren't you doing a next podcast? And then people just kind of gave up on me. I realized after unpacking it, I didn't have a plan. I was actually scared, and I made a ton of excuses. Nobody's going to listen. I have no guests. I don't know how to do the guests. What's my intake form going to look like? My technology has changed. How do I get the technology to do this again? I don't have enough to talk about. I don't have the right computer. Not interesting. So those were all the things going on in my head, in the background, kind of subconsciously. I didn't realize I was so avoidant on doing this. I made up the story that, you know what, I just like kind of learning things, launching it, and then that was enough for me. I didn't have to carry on. Well, I've decided to carry on. I do have to carry on, or else it's not a podcast if you only have one episode. So let's learn about procrastination. Today is about procrastination, and I learned through unpacking this that procrastination is just a form of stress relief. So we all have things going on in our lives. Again, lots has changed in 19 months, so obviously, the stress of a new job, the stress of kids moving out, the stress of different things. My dad fell ill in there. So there was a lot that kind of went on. And so I didn't realize, because I've actually never believed in the word stress, but I'm learning more about stress is not a bad word. It's just an overload. So I have some tips today on breaking this habit. One thing we tend to do is we say that we are procrastinators. We are not procrastinators. We actually have the habit of procrastinating, but we are not procrastinators. If we start to believe that, then we become it. And we are not. We are not born as procrastinators. We actually always put one step forward. We don't even think twice about doing the next thing. So we just form the habit of procrastinating. So usually, or always, I should say, the trigger is some form of stress in when we start to procrastinate. And procrastination comes in different forms. You either avoid major things, like this podcast, for 19 months, or you just avoid the next task because maybe it takes a little bit too much brain power to do the next task. So you sit there aimlessly and scroll through TikTok, or you look up puppy videos, or you find new recipes to make. Lots goes on to procrastinate. And then after time, you realize, oh my goodness, it's been 1 or 2 hours. And then you actually get in a form of feeling bad. Then you procrastinate more because you're already behind. And then it creates this habit or this cycle. But I'm here to tell you that we can break this cycle. So the trigger is stress. The pattern is the avoidance. So we are actually avoiding what we're about to do, again, 19 months later. And then the reward is stress release. You actually avoided it. You didn't have any stress from it because you were looking at little puppy videos. So you actually took your mind off of anything that was going on. But we can change this pattern. So I have some tips where we can go through what we can do to see that procrastination is just a habit and it can be broken. So the three tips. First off, we want to just name it. Sitting there, if you're starting to acknowledge or see that something is happening where you're avoiding to do something, it can be anything. It can be something small or it can be a major work project. Just acknowledge that there is some form of stress because you've just acknowledged that you're avoiding doing something. Oh, I may be stressed. I wonder what this is. My dad is sick. I have bills to pay. I just found out that my best friend has cancer. Whatever it may be, there probably is some form of stress behind this. Because you're delaying the work or delaying what you're looking to do. Tip number two is just start counting down. So scientifically, what's happening is there's a blockage in the brain and you need to interrupt that blockage. The easiest way to interrupt your thoughts is just by counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You've probably heard this method from our friend Mel Robbins, so I'm stealing it for this purpose tonight. Mel Robbins scientifically has proven that 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 interrupts your thought patterns, and then you can switch to the next thought and then get out of whatever you're doing or not doing. So in this case, it's avoiding or procrastination. Then just do one thing. So tip number three is just do one thing for 5 minutes. You want to do small tasks that are like almost ridiculously small. So just set a timer for 5 minutes and start the task that you want to do. The good news about this is there's a guarantee behind this. So the guarantee that is if you start something for 5 minutes, 80% of you will keep going. This breaks the habit of procrastination and it gets you going. And again, if you break it down into small little bits and pieces, you're more likely to complete that major task through the interruption. So again, some of the things that make us procrastinate is the fear of failure. Subconsciously, because we want to cure and treat the cause. Keep track of it. Try and keep track of when you are avoiding things and see what is going. And then also keep track, because I also want to see the good in all of this. So try and keep track when you are really motivated to do something. I'll kind of guarantee that you're actually doing something that is based around your strengths, something that energizes you, something that makes time fly. And then when you're avoiding something, again, it's something that's causing you stress or has stress behind it. So again, ridiculously small chunks will help you get started, an 80% success rate if you just keep that, you'll keep going. Tip number four, once you start, don't worry about finishing it or even perfecting it. Just keep going. And again, I bet you'll get further than you ever thought. The crazy thing about all of this is it's unique to each person. So you have to find out your personalized reason on why procrastination is happening. And then you can create the ability to build positive new habits to break that procrastination habit that you have going on. I hope you've taken away some good things about procrastination and a few tips to understand why you're doing it. So you can pause, ask yourself, what stress am I feeling right now? Then count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to interrupt it. And then start for 5 minutes doing something minute to change that thought pattern and get you started. And then again, 80% of the time you will keep going. So the procrastination habit will be broken. Let's get on to our rapid fire questions. I'm sure they have changed, so I'm going to ask myself them again. And this is how I'll end every episode when I have a guest. But I wanted to redo it with myself just to see if there is any other changes to the rapid fire questions. Question number one, coffee or tea? Same goes. Coffee as a connoisseur, tea as my daily drink. Being a coffee master from Starbucks Coffee Canada, I really appreciate coffee and all that it stands for and its heritage. But tea is my daily go-to with my husband. Next trip you're going to take. I have a quick trip, actually, with friends, just going up north in 2 weeks, my Strathroy friends, so I'm excited about that. Hoping to take another trip with my family the first week of May. Hoping to take another trip with my BPAC friends in the fall. And then perhaps a nice trip in December for my 50th. What? Favorite form of exercise. So the last time for this rapid fire question, I answered run, a bike, and swim, triathlon. I did one last year again, was really excited to get back into it. And I'm going to have to say it's probably the same thing, that my favorite exercise is putting all three together. So the challenge of swimming first, hopping on a bike for a long time, and then running at the end. The running's getting harder, I will admit, but still love those three things. Tonight I got to teach RPM to energize me to finish this up, and I'm so glad I did it. So continuing to do group fitness will always be my passion. Number four, who inspires me? Same thing goes as last time. My family, too often university, my daughter and my son both inspire me every day just by how dedicated they are to their schooling, to their friends, to us. And then my husband will always inspire me, makes me laugh, supports me in every way, shape, or form, thinks I'm absolutely ridiculous, but supports me and just lets me go. And then, what is your biggest strength? So we talked about this, but one of my new found biggest strengths where I actually lose time in is talking about my learning. So teaching. I am really feeling that one of my strengths is sharing what I learn on a daily basis, and it actually jazzes me up and makes me come alive every single time I get to teach back something that I've learned in a day. So that's a new kind of found strength. Always had it, always realized that I did like to teach, and it is part of my strengths finder where teacher is number three, but it's actually starting to really come out these days. So those are the rapid fire questions. This is the relaunch on the funnest day of the year, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Stay tuned for every week having Strength Tips Tuesdays, and then we will be having guests on here weekly. Or just learning topics, sharing stories about seeing the good, and have a wonderful day, and I hope you support yourself in creating a life from strengths. Cheers. Now for the legal stuff. I just want to share that the purpose of this podcast is educational and to entertain. The tips do not replace that from professional advice from a coach, psychotherapist, or any other mental health professional.